Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary. And if you're a sports fan, you have a lot of things to watch on television today. You've got the NHL playoffs, and all of the top teams seem to be moving forward to that Final Four. And who's going to win the Stanley Cup. The basketball playoffs are going strong. The Denver Nuggets seem to be taking the lead now on Minnesota. Boston Celtics clinched a spot for the next round. We still have Oklahoma and Oklahoma City and Dallas playing. And then, of course, the...
So, yeah, we have Mavs versus OKC. We have the T-Wolves versus Denver. And if you ask me, it's going to be probably Denver versus Boston in the finals, if you
yeah,
ask me.
Yeah, I kind of like that, too. I spoke to Rick Barry the other day, we're going to have on in June.
Ooh, that's a tease.
And we got into a brief conversation, and we talked about Denver.
Yeah,
and I said, if I was playing basketball, I'd love to play with the Joker.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. And he said, my favorite player is the Joker.
Yeah.
He said, this would be a treat playing with this guy.
Because you know you're going to get the ball. And you're probably going to win.
And, you know, it's just so under control.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to get flustered at all. And he makes incredible plays all the time. He's a great passer, great rebounder. Runs the floor, leads the break, passes, shoots and scores, makes his free throws at a high rate.
Doesn't scream at the refs like Luka does.
And the complete package. Yeah, but, I guess I'm a Denver fan. I do see them going all the way. They're going to be repeat champions, I believe. Caitlin Clark is starting her basketball career with women's basketball. We have another suspended player now in professional baseball for using the sticky stuff.
Yeah, Ronald Blanco suspended 10 games for a foreign substance. He plays for the Astros.
And he was a guy who was pitching awfully well, too. So,
yeah, I wonder what a coincidence.
Not good. Yeah. Not good. Not good. Not good at all. No. And then J.J. Redick seems like, could he be a Laker coach?
Oh, man. He's LeBron's podcast partner already.
Oh, my God. By the way, LeBron, man, you really did it. You finally did it. You got him axed.
One of the many coaches.
Which would you rather have? The Joker? I'd take the Joker. Okay, next up is the Financial Coach's Corner with Brad Kreger. And Brad, we understand there's going to be some tax implications for the year 2025. Could you update us on that, please?
Yeah, thanks for that question, Ron. Yeah, big tax changes are coming. Not only is the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 going to sunset on December 31st, 2025, but we also have a backdrop of $34 trillion in national debt, $98 trillion in unfunded liabilities. Basically, our government owes a lot of money. We need it. We need the money. They need the money. Baby boomers hold approximately half of our nation's $140 trillion in wealth, and you're going to see $72 trillion being passed down to heirs in the next 20 years. So, you know, when I got in this business 30 plus years ago, the estate tax exemption, it was $600,000 each. IRAs were taxed at 92%. You know, me and other economists believe that we're headed back to those high tax rates, a high tax environment. I mentioned the Tax Cut and Jobs Act of 2017 is sunsetting. That's going to change tax rates, and they're going up. Income tax brackets won't be as forgiving. The standard deduction was doubled, so that's going to get cut in half. And their current estate tax exemption is $13.61 million. That's going down to $5 million. There is one bright spot for Californians. There is elimination of the $10,000 SALT limitation. That's the state and local tax limitation. So that's going to get eliminated. So that's good for Californians. So what can you do? Meet with someone like me who does both financial planning and files tax returns. You're going to want to look at bracket stuffing to minimize your taxes, while at the same time, you're going to look at asset location planning. That's asset location planning is converting non-retirement money into a tax-free source of income. So often Roth conversions don't make sense, but moving non-retirement money away from taxes is a huge idea. Bottom line, you got to tell your people to get started early because we know this is coming. So don't sit around and wait for it to hit you. Do something now.
Thanks, Brad, for your expertise on that subject. And now please remember to check out Brad at bfffinancial.com. That's bfffinancial.com. Hi, I'm Ron Say. When was the last time your accountant, insurance agent, investment advisor, and attorney had lunch together? Never? That's the problem. The experts you currently use are unable to pool their knowledge to benefit you. Unnecessary tax costs and other inefficiencies could be built into your investments, as well as your wills, trust, insurance, and retirement plans. Interested in a second opinion? Then talk to the financial advisor, Brad Kreger, at BFF Financial. Brad will work through your current investments, insurance, estate, and tax planning. He will give you a written report of his findings and will work with you with your current advisors to fix whatever he finds. Make the most of what you have and keep more of it once you've made it. Get a free consultation with Brad Kreger at BFF Financial. Call 888-908-4BFF, 888-908-4BFF, or you can email Brad at bfffinancial.com. Be sure to tell him Ron sent you.
Securities and advisory services offered through Centaurus Financial Incorporated, member FINRA and SPIC, a registered investment advisor. Centaurus Financial and BFF Financial.
They still call me the Penguin.
Welcome back to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary, and we have two special guests today, Jeff Idelson and Gene Truth, who will both be receiving a beautiful fruit gift basket courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is the proud partner of We'll See About That. Be sure to use my VIP code Ron Say when checking out at melissas.com. We have a special show today. It is the first time that we're going to do two people at once, and they are partners in a book called Grassroots Baseball. Jeff Idelson, who is the former president of the National Baseball Hall of Fame, along with other things that we will touch over a period of time, and Gene Fruth, who has found her love of photography in the city of New York, primarily sports photography. She did nearly a decade of shooting the crown jewels of the Bay Area, the Giants, the A's, and the 49ers. And then there was a calling from Cooperstown, who got her involved in the archives of helping with the National Baseball Hall of Fame Museum. Her works have been published in the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum, the Smithsonian, the Baseball Hall of Fame. That's a lot of credentials. And she's now involved in a book called Grassroots with Jeff Idelson. Welcome to you both. Please, one of the two of you start and tell me how you collaborated on doing such a project.
Oh, okay. I'll start. Thanks for the fruit basket, by the way.
You're
I'm very
welcome.
Excited about Melissa's produce.
Yeah.
So Grassroots Baseball, when I was traveling shooting the professional game around the world, I always took time to shoot the amateur game, the grassroots game, you know, before the big money and the contracts, really just the pure love of the game. So if I was in Japan shooting the World Baseball Classic, I would shoot a Little League game in Tokyo. Or if I was in the Dominican Republic shooting Winter League, I'd wander the streets of San Pedro de Macorís looking for baseball. And didn't matter where, I just loved the amateur game. Little League games in Oakland, California, high school games in Mobile, Alabama, and old guys playing stickball on the streets of New York City.
Yes.
And all of these images really hadn't been seen. It was just a personal project. And I had the idea of creating a book and tying in these amateur images with stories from Hall of Famers and what it was like growing up in different regions playing baseball in their early years. So guys like Ricky Henderson for California, Oakland, California, and, you know, just all around the world, and them telling their stories, Hank Aaron in Mobile, Alabama. And that's how I connected with Jeff, asking if he would help me with these Hall of Famers. And they just told terrific stories. And we put that book together back in 2018. And after that, we were at a point in our lives. I was at a point in my life where giving back, and I know you can understand this, Ron, like, you know, just everything you've done in your career, but giving back has become important to both of us. So we wanted to do something bigger with Grassroots, and we formed a not-for-profit Grassroots Baseball. And our first initiative for Grassroots Baseball as a not-for-profit was along Route 66. So after the book came out, we spent 3 years trying to grow the game at the youngest level and just kind of in underprivileged communities. We partnered with Boys and Girls Club. And we just decided Route 66 was the place to start because it doesn't get more Americana than baseball and Route 66. So we got ourselves an RV and a bunch of sponsors. And Jeff drove the RV all the way from downtown Chicago, where Route 66 starts, and all the way to Santa Monica, California. And we stopped at minor league ballparks, and kids got rolling baseball gloves thanks to sponsors and balls. And they got to meet a lot of Hall of Famers, and we did clinics with the kids. And it was just a terrific start to this not-for-profit. Now I'll turn it over to Jeff, since he was the driver of the RV.
Yeah, well, you know, we all know our strengths, Ron, right? You know,
hopefully,
mine is driving an RV, apparently, but I did well with it. But it was just a really great experience to go through the America's Heartland and have these clinics with all these Hall of Famers and then develop a book out of it. And the last shoot of that book, Ron, Gene was saying we really have to get some women into the book. And we were able to connect with Baseball for All, which is an organization that develops youth baseball for girls. And they pointed us to a game in Santa Monica. And the experience we had was very different than any game we had been to with guys, not better, not worse, just different. And we just felt coming out off of that that game and then thinking about it over the winter that this is an area of the amateur baseball, the grassroots game, that does not get a lot of publicity. And the women's game, as you know, was starting to sprout up, you know, with Kim Eng, Alyssa Natkin, and now minor league managers, groundskeepers. And basically we decided, okay, we're going to invest the next 3 years of our time into telling the story of girls and women in baseball on and off the field around the globe, past, present, and future. So on International Women's Day in 2022, Ken Griffey Jr., Claire Smith, who's an award-winning journalist, and Gene and I made this declaration and announced that we were going to do this project, and that got us off and running. And where we are now is a real understanding of women's baseball around the globe, and that's what we've been spending our time working on for the last couple of years.
Well, you've kind of inspired me to now take Route 66 from Chicago to Santa Monica. You know, as a kid growing up, that's all I heard about was, you know, there was a show, I think there was a TV show called Route 66 back then. Don't remember too much about it, but certainly it was an iconic road in our country.
I was just about to say, I mean, you guys drove across Route 66 visiting ball fields. So to make to complete the circle, were you listening to Elvis Presley and eating apple pie the whole way? Because it's the most American thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah.
We tested a lot of interesting ballpark food along the way in these minor league and independent league ballparks. It was a pretty good time.
Yeah.
I think Jeff's favorite was pickle juice.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was
my favorite.
Yeah, frozen pickles in Illinois, I believe it was, or maybe it was Oklahoma. It was Oklahoma. And then we were in Missouri, and I was persuaded to eat a cheeseburger on a donut, which was a little different. But hey, you know what? When in Rome.
Exactly. You know, I think that when I looked at the cover of the book, I said, it has to be Cuba. the car was the giveaway, as I said. You know, I visited Cuba before they decided to not allow us back in there for travel purposes, and was in Havana and got to see an incredible third world country who thrives on education and medication, I guess, and their doctors to help the economy at best. But I was able to take a trip around the entire island. I saw some ballparks from the boat, which was really an incredible view. But the car, I saw a few of those cars that were like 1956 Chevys, and that's the car that I drove when I was a kid growing up, was a 1956 Chevy. So as I mentioned, some of these pictures of the kids in the ballparks and other things that it nerves were absolutely tickled me, tickled my heart with all this stuff. Ichiro Suzuki, when you took the picture of the city of Tokyo, and you have this white cap in the middle of it, and you know what that is. And to hear his comments that he has had as a kid saying when they made a pact to say we're gonna have a class reunion at such and such a time, and he told his classmates that he wasn't going to be able to make it at that time because he was going to be playing baseball in Japan professionally. And of course, they all laughed it off. But that is another story that a child has that has this dream about this, and it was just really inspiring. The other ones as well. We're starting to wind down on our first segment with Jeff Idelson and Gene Pruth and the Grassroots of Baseball. We will return right after this message.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Save. Okay, we have returned to We'll See About That. We have our special guest, Jeff Idelson and Gene Fruth, here with us. And Grassroots of Baseball is a charity organization that promotes and celebrates the amateur game worldwide. It is also an organization that emphasizes the importance of preserving the traditions and history of baseball throughout various educational initiatives. I have a feeling that we're getting away from our history and tradition. I think that it's moving to a place that I used to work at where it's more about today, and the past history of baseball is not so available today. Do you find that to be true, or am I missing something along the way? I just feel like we're getting away from what we used to celebrate the old times of baseball.
Yeah, it seems to me it's for years, it was for generations, for almost a century, it was a cultural institution, and now it's almost become like a financial institution.
I think in a lot of ways, the game today has lost some of the history and tradition, which is what's happening with so many other things in the country. I think the interest level in the game is Agreed. Still high. I think it's just focused more on the execution now as opposed to the history and tying it together. I think fans today can tell you a lot more about players than probably I could in terms of a lot of the new statistics and measurements that are used to know a player's greatness. But I would agree that at a lot of junctures, the history is not as strong as it would be. There are organizations, I think, that still really embrace history, and those parts of the country benefit most, places like St. Louis, L.A., New York, Boston, where they really embrace their players from the past. And the Hall of Fame continues to do well as an institution. But societally, yeah, I think we've forgotten about what happened 20 years ago, let alone 40 or 50 years ago.
Well, we are, meaning Major League Baseball, we are more of a world game today than we've ever been. We have had a decrease over the years, probably started over 20 years ago or so, where the Negro population, which what it was called back then, the black population of baseball, they have turned to other sports, the glamour sports, basketball, football, you name it. Yet we have been able to incorporate many more Asian players, Koreans, Japanese, and they have turned out to be incredible players. And going back to the time where I mentioned the Tokyo Dome, years ago the Tokyo Giants had an opportunity to come and train with the Dodgers in Vero Beach, Florida. And I was able to play an exhibition game against Sadaharu Oh. And if you're a baseball fan, you know who Sadaharu Oh is. And then here comes Ichiro Suzuki, and now we have Shohei Ohtani. And maybe the best of the lot. Incredible that, that the United States have been able to coerce in some way outside of the big bucks Japanese players to want to come here and play baseball.
Well, Gene can talk to the WBC, which he shot, and
yes,
how great that is, definitely. But I think that MLB, the majors, is still considered the premium league, and players from other countries and other leagues, they can, if they have that opportunity, they want to prove that they can do it at that level. And I think what you're seeing, and Gene can talk to this more, is that the world isn't flattening out, but maybe Major League Baseball has got some company to the top in Asia.
Well, yes, I think they are improving, no question. Go ahead, Gene.
Oh, I was just, I think the culture of baseball, I mean, that's kind of like bringing it back to grassroots. And you talked about looking at the cover of the book and you knew it was Cuba immediately. Of course, the car tipped you off. But as even you look through the first book, Grassroots Baseball, Where Legends Begin, and you look, that's what's so cool about baseball. It's played the same everywhere, but it looks different in different places. And when you bring these cultures together, it really makes it, you know, interesting for the viewer. And just something like the World Baseball Classic that we just got to witness this past March, and just seeing all these different cultures, seeing the fans of Mexico, seeing Cuba, you know, in Miami, you know, which was controversial, but, you know, definitely, you know, added a culture that, you know, people don't get to see. And then seeing this finale of the USA versus Japan, and these two different styles come together and play the championship game. I mean, just couldn't have been scripted better. And certainly the newer Japanese players, I'm sure when Sadahara Oh was playing you, he probably didn't celebrate the way Ohtani did.
Certainly not. Yeah, against their culture, probably, right?
So it's changed, you know, in that way, you know, and you, as you see these cultures come together, and, you know, it's like Jeff says, it's, you know, it's, Japan's not so far away anymore. All these cultures are coming together, and that's interesting.
Well, yeah, you know, the Dodger baseball, or that I'm more closely associated to with anything else, you know, we were the first team in Major League Baseball that took attendance over 3 million people. So essentially, you know, they do live in the house that we built a long time ago. Then there was Fernando Mania, and then there was Hideo Nomo, and then there was Chan Ho Park. International baseball at its finest. We were waking up the other side of the world to watch our game of baseball. And it was pretty crazy there. So the Dodgers did a lot to publicize that, get involved and do it. Peter O'Malley was instrumental in a lot of that, the O'Malley family. There are so many things in this book. You go to Puerto Rico, you see Hiram Bithorn Stadium, which I played at with the Santurce Crabbers. We won the Puerto Rican League Championship, the playoff championship, played in the Caribbean World Series in Caracas. So I got to, you know, go to South America and play baseball. There was a part in there about Juan Marichal representing the Dominican Republic. He did not get to play in the Caribbean World Series because for some reason the Dominicans weren't allowed to play in it at some point in time. To go back through and see Hiram Bithorn Stadium was shared by San Juan and Santurce. And you talk about the fans and the grassroots. There was a partition that went up from behind home plate all the way to the top of the stadium. It was a chain link fence. And this is where the betting fans would station themselves, and they're passing money through the chain link fence on every pitch. You talk about crazy, rabid fans. That was my introduction to a very special time. Got to the Dominican. I've seen a lot of these ballparks. You know, there is a part where Johnny Bench is listening with his father at a very early age to a baseball game on the radio. And the announcer says, and there's this kid from Oklahoma who's now batting Mickey Mantle. And John apparently asked his father, he says, oh, my God, Dad, are there baseball players in Major League Baseball from Oklahoma? And I got to tell you, that struck a big one, too, because when I was growing up, you know, I wanted to have more people from my state. I wanted to be able to say, hey, I want to represent my state. I think it gives kids an opportunity to feel like, God, we can actually develop a player that comes from our part of the country.
Yeah, it's like if he can do it, I can do it because we're from the same hometown.
Yeah, it's just the way that all these different things struck me and went back in time. Incredible. Thank you so much for that, by the way. It stirred up my childhood big time.
Well, I'm so glad. It's the stories is what makes it special, especially you connecting with them because you've been there, done that. And I wish I had a picture of that chain link fence going all the way up to the top. That would be the picture.
Oh, it was hysterical. I mean, can you imagine saying, I think this guy's going to hit a foul ball down the right field line. No, it's going to be the left field line. And this is how – this is going to be a ball or a strike or whatever. The imagination that you have to have. Anyway, it was is there a special thing in this about for you both that really makes you feel good, the reason why you did it, or an event that you feel most proud of getting involved with this?
You know, I think for me, Ron, really the whole part about going back and seeing what's going on at the amateur level is what's special. So, you know, yeah, there's some unbelievable places that and ballparks we've been to around the world. But really, after spending so much of my career at the major league level, which I adored, at this point, seeing how the game is still thriving at the younger levels and how coaches are still working with players and at young ages and teaching them what baseball is, that it's more than just a game on the field, and seeing those smiles and happiness at such a young age that Gene is able to capture so wonderfully, that to me is the essence of what we're doing and what's so special.
Your comment, Gene?
To add to that, for me, you know, I've been a sports photographer for a long time, and capturing action is exhilarating, and shooting World Series, like, certainly was highlights of my career. But nothing is like being able to now photograph and surround my work with purpose, where my pictures are making a difference. Yeah, grassroots baseball is small. We're making a small difference. But being able to give back to the sport that we love, and for me, give back to the craft that I love, and be able to take pictures and have them make a difference and do this not for profit. Like right now, as we work with our new project and highlighting and showcasing women playing baseball and women in baseball and shining a light on these unsung heroes, and having my camera make a difference with that, you know, it just brings the work to a different level for me, and it feels terrific. It's the most important work that I've done.
Well, I want to thank you for that. Certainly, I want to come back and learn more about what's going on currently. I can tell you that my grandson is 6 years old, and he's playing, and Little League Baseball is alive and well in this country. We'll be right back right after this.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by Effie.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, save big on Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Get 5 bags for just $10. And there's more. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. These deals are selling fast, so start shopping now. Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 529. Mulch excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase. See Lowe's.com for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank God. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans for $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Oh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh. What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Aww.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and
restrictions. Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon pull-apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon pull-apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPD LLC.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The fans are rooting for the Dodgers.
And welcome back. We'll see about that with the legend Ron Say. I am Mike Gary, and this week in Dodger history, presented by BFF Financial, 1979. Don Sutton becomes the franchise's winningest pitcher when he is credited with the victory, tossing eight innings in the Dodgers' 6-4 victory over the Reds at Riverfront Stadium. That 34-year-old right-hander's 210th win surpasses the team mark established by 1969 by Mr. Don Drysdale. Once again, I want to thank Jeff Idelson and Gene Firth for joining us today. And Gene, just real fast, you might hear the keyboard clacking right now because your fantastic book, which Ron is holding in his hand right now, right there on the screen, absolutely, where legends begin. That will be on my grandfather's coffee table because I just ordered it for him for Father's Day. So it's available wherever fine books are sold. You can also check out grassrootsbaseball.org, grassrootsbaseball.org. And also, you guys, what's interesting when we were researching E2 is that you guys do three-year plans. The first three-year plan was doing that cross-country road trip in the RV that Jeff was driving, eating, drinking pickle juice, shooting all sorts of great photos. And now you guys have moved on to another three-year plan where you really want to showcase the sheroes of American baseball. What are sheroes? Who are the sheroes of American baseball?
Well, the sheroes of American baseball are those women and girls who play the game that don't get the recognition. We have our heroes, such as the Penguin Ron Say, but we also have our sheroes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Washington State's finest, but we have these sheroes as well who really don't get their due recognition. And women's baseball is alive and well. It's not only alive in America, but it's alive around the world. And it's a growing game. And we found that there's a lot of great women baseball players that don't get the due that they deserve.
There's no question about that, because I think that regardless, women's sports are really on the rise in this country. And a lot of it has to do with, these stars that we have. Look at what Caitlin Clark's done for women's basketball, not only at a collegiate level, but certainly on the professional level in basketball now, because the season ran from one into the other. When you look at women's softball, these women they've gotten so good. Women's basketball has gotten so good. It's just amazing. I think that women's basketball, I think the women shoot free throws better than they do men. I really do. I believe that now.
They pass better too, in most cases too. Yeah,
they look a lot better too.
So how did you guys do this new project identifying these great historical figures and also future historical figures in women's baseball? How did you guys set about on that journey?
It was a lot of research at first. Baseball is not new to women. The first women's college team was in 1866 in Vassar College. And then, of course, there was the AAGPBL, the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, during World War II, and our baseball players went off to war, and Mr. Wrigley started a women's professional baseball league with the AAGPBL, and that stayed around for quite a while. And there's actually some women that we got to interview, who played for the AAGPBL, who were still around and in their 90s. So it was great to do the research and learn, where women's baseball started in the United States. And then as we had a real look at it and what the landscape looks like, we realized that the international game has to be included in it, because today women are playing baseball in this 25 national teams around the world, women's baseball national teams. And Japan has professional women's baseball teams. South Korea has over 50 professional women's baseball teams. So there's a lot of stuff going on around the world, you know, and then right here at home, the game is growing on the field and off the field, like Jeff said, you know, with women managers and groundskeepers and our first play-by-play announcer in Oakland A's, you know, Major League Baseball. We have an umpire that's about to come up. So there's progress being made everywhere. And it just, you know, it adds to the game, and it's another part of baseball that's, you know, up and rising, which is exciting for us. And then there's over 1,000 girls playing baseball on all girls teams here in the United States, which is really cool under an umbrella called Baseball for All. So we did our research, and now we're telling these stories of different women in Japan and South Korea and Canada. There's even women's baseball in Uganda. So we've been on the road traveling to these places and putting our story together.
Wow. You know, this must be the development of this whole thing for you in particular, Jane. I would think with you get to travel everywhere in the world. You've been in places that, you know, there is one baseball field in Israel. And I visited when I was there years ago, the only one that they have. Incredible little piece to see. But where you've gotten to go based on your career, the pictures that you've gotten to take, exhilarating, I would have to think.
It is exhilarating. It's the same for you, Ron. Like, you think about it, you were playing baseball. But I mean, even just the memories that you told us in this short little segment about being in Cuba, Venezuela, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Japan, all the places that you played. I mean, that's what it's about, right? It's the experience. And yeah, the travel, I'm so grateful for all of those times, like I'm sure you are, you know, and we'll forget what we had for breakfast this morning, but we're not going to forget, you know, those memories and the trips that we got to take. And we're very lucky.
Yeah, let me ask you both something. I think this is going to be interesting. Yeah. So, Gene and Ron, are you still, well, Ron, when you were playing, and Gene now, as your career has been so extensive, are you still looking for that perfect shot, or have you found that perfect shot? Similarly to Ron, when you were playing, did you ever find that perfect at-bat, that perfect hit ball, or were you always still looking for that perfect at-bat?
Oh, boy. Can I defer to you first?
I was just going to say the same.
About this a little bit. Oh, God.
Well, photographers, for me, it's easy because it's always the next one I want.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't stop. Poor Jeff. I feel sorry for him because it's never, it's like, what's next? So, yeah, I've got more to do. Now I want to go to Israel and I want to find that field and I want to shoot there. So,
well, it's on a kibbutz. I can help you with that. I still have the person where that field resides. I could hook you up with that. I don't know if, you know, there have been times where I thought that I've reached that, but it usually is not. It usually isn't. And I've had, I think, that moment of, you know, like I've reached the top for, you know, like I've got everything, you know, worked out. It's, you know, I'm sitting on the top of the world. There has been a rude awakening very shortly after I've experienced that, saying, you're not there yet. And, you know, so I've given up on this part of saying, you know, I was absolutely there. You know, I've gotten pretty high up the mountain. I feel comfortable where I'm at, but I don't know if I'm will ever be able to have, you know, the perfect moment. But certainly being a world champion, being a World Series MVP, there isn't anything that gets higher in terms of, you know, you're there. But if I had been able to do that 10 times in 10 years, I might have been able to say that, yeah, I think I finally, you know, reached that moment. There were great games that I had, but they weren't perfect, you know. And I may have gone 5 for 5, but they may have been all singles. They weren't all home runs. So I don't know how you evaluate it. All I can tell you is that, you know, there was so much joy going on with me when I played. I didn't outwardly show it. I tried to keep my emotions to myself. I didn't want my opponent to know whether I was celebrating or unhappy. Just an even keel with it. I didn't want them to know when they got to me, and I tried to push those moments of success that now they do bat flips and cartwheels and celebrations at home plate, tried to keep those for the clubhouse because we had guys who liked to retaliate. And Bob Gibson was one of those guys who, if you tried to celebrate a little bit too much, he was going to make sure that that was going to be short-lived. So anyway, I just think that, it's you're constantly striving for the best. I was fortunate to be able to have a number of things that are at the top of my list. But being able to accomplish, you know, the one team goal in a team sport, to be able to win the world championship, you know, made everybody happy.
Fascinating. And one more question for you, Gene, because I'm always fascinated by this, is that when you got your start in photography, were you already shooting on digital or were you actually in the darkroom?
No, I was in the darkroom. I started with film, so I was developing my own film. But it was good. It's really a good learning experience to learn film and know darkroom work. At one point, I thought I was going to be a printer, and I didn't really see the future that clearly that digital was coming. Digital has certainly made my life a lot easier. You know, people say, oh, back in the day, and in this case, back in the day, the modern day equipment and what we get to use and capture sports with enables us to make pictures that we have never been able to make before. So I wouldn't mind going back in time and shooting those World Series, especially the one that Ron was in. But I would like to do it with my camera that takes, you know, 30 frames a second more.
Oh, yeah. Could dig that. Jeff, I want to ask you, was your peak of success becoming the president of the Hall of Fame?
My peak of success was getting out of Little League successfully, I think. I'll start there. I think the totality of my career is what I'm really proud of. I feel very fortunate. The Hall of Fame was unbelievable. I never, ever thought I'd become president, nor did I dream of it. But I worked for two great franchises, the Red Sox and the Yankees. Both were owned by, individuals like the O'Malley's owning the Dodgers. I had the Yawkeys and the Sky Brothers.
Yes.
And then going to Cooperstown and working with the best of the best was a lot of fun. And I developed some great relationships that are forever lasting. And just as a fan from a very early age, Ron, going to my first game at Fenway when I was five with my parents and grandparents and always loving and appreciating and adoring the game, just getting to work in baseball and being able to share what I had access to with other fans gave me great joy.
Jeff, Ron's too classy to say this, but as a former World Series MVP, World Series champion, you got any contacts over there at the Hall of Fame that can get this man in over here? I mean, can he just, maybe drop him a line, give him a little nudge or a poke? Because this man belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, I don't have a vote, but I do have an opinion, and you're not wrong. I mean, there's a lot about your career, Ron, that has you in that upper echelon of the all-time greats. And, Mike, what people don't realize is how difficult making the Hall of Fame is. People think it's like 10 or 20 or 30% of those who played the game. It's 1%. Yeah. So in a lot of ways, it's subjective. I mean, we could discuss this ad nauseum. I know, Ron and Mike, but it should never take away from what you did, Ron, that you're not there yet.
Well, I'm not holding my breath on that. I certainly have credentials, I think, that most people have not even heard of. But that's another story, another time. We do have a shrine for the infield in Cooperstown, the longest running and most successful infield in Major League history, of Garvey Lopes, Russell, and myself. But we are coming to a close with you two. I just want to say it's been an absolute delight talking with you both about how you gotten involved in this wonderful book and program, Grassroots of Baseball. You both have had great success. I wish you nothing but the best. Gene, your book is an inspiration, and I hope that there's a lot of people who go out there and take a serious look at your books. And Jeff, your contributions go beyond the book and into Major League Baseball and the Hall of Fame. And thank you most definitely for both of you joining us today. It's been a real privilege having you on.
This
has been so fun. Thank you so much for having us.
Okay, there you have it. Our two special guests this week, Jeff Idelson and Gene Pruth. And don't forget the Grassroots of Baseball. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll be right back. We'll see about that after this brief break.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
A job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Okay, we're about ready to wrap things up here, and I just want to let you know that we have a special guest next week, Henry Skyer. He is the founder and chair for Harmony Presents. He's also the founder and chair for It Starts With a Dream, Harmony in the Woods, Harmony Talk, which is a podcast show that I just did yesterday. And it's about dreamers and doers, so that was right up my alley. He's a very highly accomplished person in the community. He's on everybody's board of directors. Really a fascinating guy. I want to talk to more about him and about this Harmony Talk show. Really a fun thing to do. Also want to remind you, my website, ronsayshow.com. We have all the podcasts listed over there with all the guests. You can access that from the website. And the book, Penguin Power, is over there with multiple signing options. Please take a look at that. And also, please visit me at the at Instagram at the official Ron Say. So, Mike?
I just want to, once again, thank you so much to Jeff Edelson and Gene Firth. And make a fantastic package for your Father's Day gifts. This year, which Father's Day is right around the corner. That's Grassroots Baseball, Where Legend Begin by Gene Firth, available wherever fine books are sold, or grassrootsbaseball.org. Also, grassrootsbaseball.org is also a 501c3 charity. And so maybe throw a little money in the tip jar there. But we'll make a fantastic package for Father's Day would be Ron Say's Penguin Power, as well as Gene's book. I think that would make a great two-hander, and dad or grandpa or uncle or anybody for that matter would, I think, be very, very happy with that gift.
Yes, I love that that cover once again, showing those kids playing baseball on top of a car one of those cards that goes back and makes you realize that they got those from us probably about 50 years ago.
So in your 56, did you have the 283 in there?
No, I had the '56 Chevy Bel Air.
Uh-huh.
And it was red and white, that stripe. Yeah, uh-huh.
Convertible or hardtop?
No, it was hardtop, and I had an automatic gear shift that was changed to three on the floor.
Three on the floor?
Three on the floor.
Wow.
Yeah, I scorched some tires. yeah. I did. Threw some pebbles up. Got some people upset.
That
but
must
you
have
know
been
what?
A lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a great childhood, great upbringing. Yeah, that's my pride and joy, 56 Chevy. We had a great time with Jeff Idelson and Gene Fruth. Remember, grassroots baseball. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week, and have a great weekend.